Up next on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Levy Smith. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay, there you go.
Yes, first off, it's good to be talking football again. We just finished up our spring practices this past Saturday with our spring game / scrimmage, whatever you'd like to call it. But it's pretty good, pretty important spring for us. You know, we had new changes, new offensive coordinator coming in along with other new coaches. So really felt like we made a lot of progress. We went a couple of days before our spring break and came back and finished everything up. Didn't have a lot of major injuries throughout the spring practices, and even though we had, quite a few players that were out, so feel good about where we are. Getting ready to transition back into another phase of our off-season program where we're lifting and running and doing those things. I'll take your question.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from David Jones, PennLive.com.
Lovey, forgive me if you've already expressed your opinion about this, but what is your viewpoint about the Big Ten invading Friday night, specifically your game against Penn State at home in September?
Well, a few comments. We're all, a product of high school football to know what high school football means. Traditionally, Friday night is a night for high school football. But I think it's a night for football, too, and it seems like there's not enough football to go around to everyone. So giving people another option on Friday night, I think, can be a good thing. So I know we're excited about opening Big Ten play against great football.
Do you not think this will hurt high school football?
Do I not think it'll hurt high school? No, I don't. I hope not. Just like, there are a lot of high school football games. There's not one high school football game. And I don't necessarily think that at all. Appreciate you letting me finish my comments there.
Sorry, I didn't hear the volume.
Is there another question you'd like to ask?
That's it. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press *1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach. This spring and summer is the first year that college teams can host official visits in the spring and summer. And I'm wondering what your guys' strategy is with that, if you plan on using those what kind of players you might use them with.
It's a new year, and this is all new to us. As far as our strategy, I kind of rather not get into all of that. More young people, prospects are making commitments early, so I guess I see a little bit of the thinking behind it. But I would like the spring visits a lot more if guys could sign immediately or a little bit earlier. Having visits and still, having to wait until December before players could actually sign, to me, still, I'm anxious to see how it's going to all play out a little bit. I was definitely in favor of the early signing period in December, but early visits and all of that, just as a general tone right now, I don't know how much of that we'll be doing.
Is it kind of a risk in a sense to bring a kid in April, on an official visit, but then know that he's got 8 more months left before he can sign? Is that part of the thing you try to figure out as a coaching staff?
Yes, and that's why I say, as far as whether we're going to do it or not, if you could sign immediately after you decide. A bigger conversation for me, and this is kind of out there by myself a little bit for this, but when someone really decides they want to commit to a university, just like when you want to get married, it's not a time when you can do it or can't do it.
Right.
So the early period right now, don't know how that's going to all work out. we're, you know, working through it. We've got a spring practice. Hadn't spent a whole lot of thought on it really right now. Our recruiting plans are, we're still in a similar mode of going out, spring recruiting, evaluating. It's exactly how many guys we bring in. We're still working through that.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.